Welcome to Gatoraders. I'm Joe Morgan, and with me, as always, Will Smith and Griffin Tillis. So, guys, how was your weekend?
It was good. It wasn't bad. Always went by too quickly. The weekends always do, but we got a nice break coming up from classes, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a nice little break right before Thanksgiving, and only 2 more days of school for myself, and I'm looking forward to seeing my family, seeing my my pets, and having no work.
Yeah, same here. Looking forward to going home in a couple hours here, actually. So
nice, man.
Yeah. Before we start, we'd like to wish all of our listeners a happy Thanksgiving, happy Turkey Day, whatever you'd like to call it, and safe travels during the holidays. So let's go and get started, guys. Florida Gators defeated Appalachian State 48-10 Saturday. We beat the mighty Titans of they're the Mountaineers, but we beat the mighty Titans of Powder Puff teams or whatever.
Yeah, we slayed the Titans, right?
Yeah, Goliath slayed David.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah, so, Griffin, what you think of the game?
A win's a win. It's always nice to see a W on the schedule, but, I just think it could have been a lot better. It could have been a lot worse. I just think that there's a few things we're going to address later on in the podcast, but I just think that, we ran the ball and, passed the ball, but it's like, okay, Adazio, you just did the same things, and they worked because it was on a, not as good of a team, but... So, it was a win. A win's a win. I can't really complain about that, but I definitely still see that, we're not exactly where we should be, but at least we're getting close, I guess.
Yeah, for me personally, this game did nothing for me. It's not a win. That's nice, but, it was pretty much, you had to win. There's really no redeeming quality in it, other than sending the seniors out with a win in their final home game. It's just those years when we don't play Florida State for senior day, it just seemed kind of a wash, if you will, but this game really did nothing for me. I saw really nothing from the offense. It was nice to see Jordan Reed play some more quarterback, but as we see in important games, we don't go with Reed. See South Carolina.
That totally makes sense, right?
Yeah. So, this game really did nothing for me. I was bored. I'm glad they won. Offense looked good, but it was against a bad defense. So, same old, same old. Will.
It was nice to see Florida finally score a good amount of points in the first half, excluding Vanderbilt. They managed to score on the first drive, something they haven't done since Kentucky.
Yeah.
But despite winning by 38 points, they still look like they lack the passion that we've all grown accustomed to the past few years. And frankly, Appalachian State kind of defeated themselves offensively. Time after time, when the ball was thrown, the receivers would drop the balls on plays that were greater than 10 yards. There was even one close play where, even the wide receiver still made an effort, but he was just out of it, just on his fingertips, and he didn't catch the ball. And he had, jumped into the end zone to catch it. What I saw, the secondary wasn't covering very well. It was just, the wide receivers dropping balls. And, because of that, Appalachian State, if they had caught the balls, they could have actually, in my opinion, been in the game. But, because of that, Florida's been kind of disappointing me even further in this game, despite winning by such a large margin.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and segue into our next topic. Florida scored 48 points against the Mountaineers, and do we finally get it on offense? Do we finally get it? And I believe no, but Will, I'm going to throw it to you to start. Do we get it?
Certainly we do not get it. Just because the Gators scored more than 21 points in his game does not mean that we should all jump on the Miami bandwagon that each year starts up saying, we're back.
We're back.
we're just not going to go down that road. I'll be the first to admit that I was worried that Florida would actually have a problem with Appalachian State. They're the giant killers. They're 9-1 this season, only having one loss in an overtime. They're everyone knows they're like an FCS powerhouse. But when it comes down to it, you've even got to like look back in 2008. The eventual FCS champion lost to Virginia. You know, Virginia's a terrible team. Even if Appalachian State does go on to win the FCS this year, we should keep in mind that they're still FCS. They have good chances to beat an FBS team, you know, if they play sloppily. But as long as, as long as the FBS team, like, has their good coaching, they just keep focused, they're not going to have any problem. They've got the better talent. But in my opinion, the worst part of this is that Adazio is actually going to start thinking that his game plan's working.
Yes.
So God bless us all.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Look, guys, the halfback dive worked. I told you. Yeah.
All right, Griffin. Does the offense finally get it?
You know, I mean, the listeners are going to want to hear different things from different views, but, I mean, I think it's across the board. There's no way we can say anything different about this. The offense doesn't get it. They changed literally nothing in this game. We won this game, yes, but I literally saw the exact same plays over and over. Only difference was they worked this time. And I'm sure that's not because of the player execution or because of anything different. It's simply because they were against a bad defense, you know? Like, and our defense didn't even do that well either, in the sense of, you know, I watched them run an option one time on us. It was, I think, the third quarter. They ran an option play, which is, like, our play. That's what we would run with Tebow. And they ran it on us. Like, they got, like, a good first down and some good yards on it. It's like, how do you let that happen when that's, like, our play? That's what we – it was the staple of our season last year, you know? So now it's just – I just think that we're still sitting right where we were sitting, you know? It's – you can't leave it up to player to player execution or to any of this stuff. It's just all just – it's just not working. I mean, we just don't get it. I don't know why. I don't know what it's going to take, but it's just not working.
All right, well, I'm going to start my thought off with a compliment. Brantley, that was a great catch. For the second week in a row, you proved your worth as the best receiver. On the team.
Yeah.
That being said, 222 passing yards. Well done. It was an FCS team. Brantley, just I don't know. I gotta hop off the Brantley. I'm not even on the Brantley bandwagon. I don't think I ever was, but I am definitely off of it now. I mean, he had a good game statistically, but it was just kind of meh again, you know? And John Brantley just, he still has no pocket presence, and that's what drives me insane about this offense. The offense doesn't get it because you need a quarterback who has good pocket presence. He knows what to do when the pocket's collapsing. I saw Brantley on two different occasions just take sacks.
Yeah, just took a sack.
When it was a play where he could have easily thrown the ball away, he had time. The offensive line, for once, had actually given him time to throw the ball. And he still took a sack. And, you know, when you're in the 11th game of the season and these kind of mental errors, these kind of lapses in judgment are still happening with your starting quarterback, then that is a huge issue. That really is. And, you know, Urban Meyer and Steven Dazio would try to downplay it. But honestly, they've been downplaying our problems all season long. You know, just there's really no end to this cycle. Florida cannot fire on all cylinders, as to borrow a phrase from Griffin.
Yeah.
You know, Florida just cannot get it together, and this should be embarrassing for a program of Florida's caliber. You know, to not be able to get your stuff together. I mean, it's a rebuilding year and all, but just when you see fundamental flaws this late in the year, that's a problem.
Yeah, a rebuilding year doesn't have to be this bad.
I mean, certainly, we're doing much better than Texas is right now. Texas is a mess in terms of their rebuilding.
Oh, yeah.
But this is just, I don't know, it's gone on too long. But, you know, what can you do? You can only sit here and complain about it, I guess. But, yeah, anyway, I'm going to move on to our fourth and one topic now. Sorry, that was a poor segue. But here we go. The winner of the Florida-Florida State game will be the best team in Florida. So, Griffin.
I'm gonna have to go for it on this one, because, you know, I'm just, when I look at the talent that each of the teams have, you know, it might not be the best talent, you know, by any means in the SEC or the ACC, but, you know, when you look at the games that these people have won, you know, Florida's beaten teams like Kentucky, you know, we've beaten the, you know, Vandy and things like that, and, you know, those aren't exactly the most hard teams, but, you know, they're still wins. So, in order, you know, if Florida State were to, you know, unfortunately, God forbid, if Florida State were to beat us, you know, that would say that they beat a team that has beaten these teams, you know. So that would show well on their record. And for us to go in there and beat them, they won against Miami, am I right? Yeah. So for us to go in there and beat a team that beat Miami, that just says even more about us. So I just think that the outcome of that game is gonna say definitely who's the best team in Florida. Granted, both of these teams are not the best in any of their conferences or having the best years, but in Florida, I think that's going to be true.
All right, well, I'm going to punt on this one. You know, if FSU wins, they can at least put together a legitimate argument saying they're the best in Florida. Would I agree with it? Probably not. Plus, I would have to handle the fact that FSU would win their first Florida Cup, which, for those of you that don't know what that is, it's a state-sponsored trophy given to the football team that defeats both of the other big three teams in Florida in the same year. Which is why if Florida won, I could not say with confidence they would beat Miami.
And Will, for those that don't know, who are the big three teams in Florida?
Florida, Florida State, and Miami.
Okay.
The big dogs.
The big dogs.
The teams that have been around for a long time. If Florida won, I could not say with confidence that they would beat Miami, like I said before. Which is why I want them to play in the bowl game so bad. I want them to play in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. I want that to happen.
We want to play in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. Words I thought I'd never
hear. Yeah, we want it. We want to make it out of the toilet bowl into the Chick-fil-A Bowl.
That would be the game of the decade.
That'd be a nice gift basket there. Get some chicken sandwiches.
Get some chicken sandwiches in a football game.
Waffle fries, you know?
I honestly want them to play. I'm not so sure Florida would win. You know, I've talked with Joe about this before. We kind of think Miami would probably win, especially with Harris being cleared to play now. But we'll see how things work out.
Yeah. Before I say whether I go for it or punt it, you know, the Florida Cup is such a crapshoot this year, really, because Florida doesn't have an offensive coordinator. Well, we have a guy impersonating an offensive coordinator. Miami and Florida State have had quarterback injuries all year. So, you know, I've been watching Florida State the past few weeks trying to, you know, gauge how good of a team they are. And I don't know, they're just so inconsistent. And, I mean, I think I'm teetering a little off topic here, but, you know, I mean, bear with me. So, you know, Florida State just absolutely beat the snot out of Miami earlier this year. And so, I mean, if Florida State beats us, then, yeah, I go for it. Definitely. But if Florida wins, then I would have to punt because, I mean, does that make sense to you guys? You know,
it does.
You can't decide. There's a lot of factors to weigh in. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because, like, Florida is not the best team in this state. Not at all. Do I think we have a chance Saturday? Sure, I do. I really think that they have a good chance against Florida State. But are they the best team in Florida? No. No way. Not at all. So, you know, actually, to make things a little easier, I completely agree with Will. I kind of hope we get to play Miami in the bowl game.
Yeah, because then it'd settle all the debates.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, playing Miami is always fun. So,
when's kickoff for Florida State, by the way?
Florida State will kick off at 3:30 on ABC. Right. And that'll be a regional game. So hopefully I can get it up in Virginia, going home to visit the family. But I know you guys will get it, lucky. But
We'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, I may get stuck with Virginia Tech or something.
Oh God.
Gross. But anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go for it. Okay. Yeah, so I think that'll kind of give away what our next thing is. We're going to go ahead and move on to our Florida State predictions before we hit some basketball talk. So, Will, what do you think is going to happen against Florida State?
It's hard to say because Florida State has been playing slowly lately. Beginning of the year, they were kind of slow. They got their butts handed them by Oklahoma. But then in the midseason, they were red hot. They were just beating everyone down. But lately, you know, they've lost to NC State. They've lost to, who was it? Not Clemson. They beat Clemson. They've just lost to some, you know, less subpar teams the last few games. But, you know, the Gators have been playing sloppily all year. They've had problems with offense. They've had problems with defense. They've had problems with coaching. Traditionally, though, I'm going to have to say the Noles always, no matter how their season is going, come out strong against their rivals. Every year, whether they're playing Miami or Florida State, if they're doing terribly, last year they were 6-6, they still came out strong against Miami, and they almost won in the last second. If, you know, the wide receiver hadn't dropped that ball. But every time they come out with passion, and they always at least try to make it close, which is why for past 6 years Florida's been beating them, and they're going to come out now knowing they finally have a chance to win. So I'm going to have to go with Florida State 35, Florida 24.
Wow, 24 points. Feeling generous there. Well, yeah. Griff.
You know, this one's really a toss-up, because I definitely agree with what Will says, but I also see it on the opposite side. You know, we were having such a bad season until the Georgia game, and then in the Georgia game, we really just woke up and came out and played, you know, because there's two teams per year that we have to beat, period. Florida State and Georgia. We just have to win. Doesn't matter how our season goes, we can lose every single other game, but as long as we beat them, we're happy, because those are our huge rivals. So, I mean, I'm going to be honest, I didn't look at any of Florida State stats. I didn't look at any of Florida stats because they don't matter. They do not matter at all going into this game.
Throw them out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what kind of season they've been having because, you know, just like Will said, we've been having all kinds of coaching problems. We've been playing sloppy. And, you know, there's been quarterback injuries on Florida State's side and all kinds of things. There's just no idea what's going to happen in this game. But I think that what's going to happen is just going to be, you know, the old cliche of who's going to want it more. It's going to be who's going to come out there and who's going to want it more. And I think Florida's really going to recognize that, you know, hey, guys, we've had a pretty bad season. It's time to shape up. It's time to get it together. Let's go out there and let's win against Florida State. So I'm going to put it at Florida 21, Florida State 10.
Okay.
That is if their kicker can make the field goal.
Right.
You know, I had to get that in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, Florida came out against Georgia and played a great game, but, you know, the difference between Georgia and Florida State for me is that Florida State actually has a pretty good team this year, and, yeah, I'm sure the Gators will come out hard, come out wanting it, as will the Noles, and, you know, I don't see Florida beating a quality opponent again this year. I mean, I really think we're just going to drop the final two games of the year, Florida State in the bowl game, but, you know, that being said, yeah, so to make my point, yeah, so I think that Florida State's going to expose our offense again. You know, our offense has just been exposed by pretty much everybody we played. And, you know, the defense will put up a valiant effort, but they'll give out at the end because they'll be on the field too long, which has been the case in many of our losses this season. So, you know, I'm going to go Florida State 21, Florida State 28, Florida 21. So that's going to be my score prediction. But, yeah, so, sorry for the downer. But, yeah.
Kind of looking at how it is, you know?
Yeah, we're all hoping Griffin's right. But
yeah, I mean, we're all hoping for a win, but I guess it's just realistic that we're the way some people are looking at it.
That's the theme of the season, hope.
Hope, it's all about hope. Yes, we can.
All right. Yeah, so let's move on to some basketball. Well, the Gators basketball team has been, I mean, they've won their two games since our last podcast, but, you know, they haven't exactly. I mean, okay, you have their victory over North Carolina A&T, 105-55. That's how you take care of those teams. And you think Florida responded well after losing Ohio State by winning by 50 points, you know, just dominating North Carolina A&T. But then they come out yesterday, play a sloppy game against Morehead State, and then eke out a 61-55.
Can I just say that I've never even heard of Morehead State? Like, if I've never heard of them, they're obviously not that good at basketball. How do we only do 60? Was it 61-55? How do we only win 61-55 against them? Like, how does that happen?
I just don't even know.
Come
you know,
on, guys.
I mean, but something should be said about Morehead State's big man, center Kenneth Fareed. I mean, that guy's a beast.
Oh, yeah, man.
20 points, 18 boards. That's a pretty good day, if you're asking me.
Yeah.
Billy Donovan actually said that if he were NBA general manager, he'd take Fareed with his first round pick. So high praise from Billy D.
Yeah, but, that has some stand to it, you know.
Yeah. So the Gators were ranked number 9 in the AP poll, 11 in the USA Today, ESPN, top whatever that other one. And you know, guys, after the loss to Ohio State and the two other victories last week, where do you think Florida should be ranked? Will?
I'm going to say they don't deserve to be in the top 10. It's just preseason hype. Last year, they didn't even have that good a season. They went out in the first round of the NCAA tournament. I'm going to say they should be ranked around 20. They lose to Ohio State. They come out strong against NCAA&T, but, you know, the Morehead State, it kind of opens your eyes a little. When they get too comfortable, they play sloppily. which happened in the Ohio State game. You know, they out-rebounded them by almost, like, 20 rebounds. But then they, after the halftime, they start playing sloppily because they got comfortable. And, you know, that shows an extreme lack of maturity. A team that doesn't have maturity has no chance of winning the NCAA tournament, which is why they have to be dropped in the rankings. You know, they have a few a few easy games coming up. They've got FAU. You know, unfortunately, then they have to play at FSU, which, you know, is in the ACC, which, unlike in football, is actually good in basketball.
Yeah, that'd be a tough game.
Yeah, all right. That will be.
Then they've got at UCF, at American, and versus Kent State. I think those are all winnable games. But then they've got a real tough challenger at December 18th, which is number 4, Kansas State.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that game.
At all.
We'll probably get our butts kicked.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun.
But, you know, it's nice to see that they mix in some quality opponents in their first, you know, couple months, unlike other opponents that just stack up all, like, the terrible teams of basketball.
Yeah, we were watching the game yesterday. It was Morehead State, and I was like, man, the beginning of the basketball season is such a drag, you know, because, you know, football, you normally get it out of the way with the bad teams, one or two games, you know, but this, it's like, piles up, like, 7-8 games, so... I mean, it's nice to see Florida schedule some teams with a pulse, you know, with American and then, you know, Kansas State and Florida State and Ohio State.
State and Xavier also.
A lot of state games.
Mm-hmm.
Don't laugh too loud at that joke. It was pretty bad. Yeah, but in terms of their ranking, I don't think Florida should be ranked, to be honest with you. They don't look like a top 25 team. You know, they're very experienced. They returned all 5 starters from last year, but experience doesn't equate to excellence. You know, I mean... Just looking at this team, there are a lot of just good players, good, solid players. And, you know, Florida has lacked that team that they had when they had the 04s and Noah and Horford, Brewer, Green, you know, that whole crew won 2 championships. You know, I mean, these guys are not mature. And as, you know, as Will was talking about, you know, they're not mature, which is pretty bad considering they're upperclassmen heavy, you know. I mean, there's certainly glimmers of hope. You have Patrick Young, who's looking really good, you know, and then the Gators recently signed Bradley Beal, the highest-ranked prospect ever signed a letter of intent with Florida. Yeah, but, Yeah, so Florida the future does look bright, but, I mean, right now, I mean, this team's experienced. I think they have the talent to make a tournament run, but right now they do not look like a tournament team. To be honest with you, I mean, they're sloppy, they, you know, poor shooting, you know, they're, despite having Tyus and Macklin and Young down low, they're pitiful in the paint, you know, against any teams of, you know, merit, you know, I mean, Ohio State. So, I mean, they just look bad right now, and they really need to get some work done before the Kansas State game, because otherwise, you know, things are just going to be bad and Gainesville basketball-wise, too, and I don't think the Gator Nation could take that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to be okay with that.
Yeah, so, Griff, what do you think about the team? What do you think ranks?
I mean, I got nothing else to say. It's just, you guys said it all. Like, literally, like, we're just sloppy. Like, is Adazio coaching basketball now? Like, like, what's happening out there?
No, we're actually scoring in basketball.
Oh, well, that's true. I guess we are doing that. I mean, yeah, it's just we're not making rebounds. We're not fighting for the ball when it goes, you know, when there's a drop pass or whatever, you know, I'm not seeing anything positive out there. You know, we're getting some wins and we're scoring points, but we're not as up and at them as we should be. You know, we're not as energetic, and we just look sloppy out there, and we just can't really handle it. I just don't even think we should be ranked right now. And it's going to happen. We're ranked right now, but we're just going to keep playing more difficult teams. And unfortunately, how we're sitting now, I don't see us as winning out very much, so we're just going to keep dropping and dropping, and I think we're going to end up unranked, like most of us have been predicting.
Yeah, Florida's also been trying to do a full-court press defense this year, and they've been getting burned a lot, so, you know, I mean, they'll either improve or they'll continue to get burned, and maybe Billy Donovan will change it up. So, yeah, that's going to do it for our show. We invite you to visit Gatorade.com for all your Florida Gators coverage. We implore you, we encourage you to visit Gatorade.com, R-A-I-D, not the sports drink. And we also encourage you to go to iTunes and subscribe to the Gator Raiders podcast. And if you can, if you have some time, we would love it if you would rate our show and just write a quick review telling all the iTunes users how great we are.
Let everybody know.
Also, a quick reminder, Will Smith and myself, we are both on Twitter. Will Smith is at Will_Smith52, and I am at Joe_Morgan. We're still trying to get Griffin tweeting, but he's holding out. So.
I'm holding out, everybody.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's our show. Again, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening, and
go Gators.